Blog Talk Radio.
Had a great weekend. We are live and in living color, so I hope everybody is feeling good. Super Bowl just around the corner. That's right, Super Bowl's coming up this Sunday. The Seattle Seahawks taking on the New England Patriots. And I'm still taking the Seahawks on that. So who are you taking? Call in and let me know. 323-642-1128. 323-642-1128. Got some results from the Adrenaline Fight League. We were in action Saturday night at the Shrine Mosque Auditorium. Still trying to get a hold of the folks over at Extreme Fighting Inc. To get their results so we could pass that along. They were in action in Fort Smith, Arkansas, at the Fort Smith Convention Center. We're still trying to get those results and pass them on to our loyal listeners. Razorback basketball in action tonight. Going to be talking about that. Daytona 500. It's getting time. If you're a NASCAR fan, Daytona 500 just a few weeks away. PGA golf. I got some results from that from over the weekend. MMA news, going to be talking about some of that. Pretty much got a full day. If there's a comment you want to make about something we talk about, 323-642-1128. Want to say a big shout out to all of our sponsors. Nate Hendrickson, attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma. Thank you for being a sponsor of Greg Sproul Show. Max Sunglasses. It's all about the high definition. High definition lenses. It's Mac Sunglasses. Also want to say thank you to the Fayetteville Nutrition Club, Herbalife, Nutrition Hog, Fayetteville Nutrition, Nutrition Spot, Live Right Nutrition, Moxie Nutrition. Those are just a few of the nutrition clubs spread out throughout Northwest Arkansas, no matter where you are listening, all around the world, Herbalife is the way to go. I've lost about 30 pounds using Herbalife, plan on losing about 20 more. And if you're interested in finding out how I can show you the way, give me a call at 479-236-1007, and I can hook you up with Herbalife. Quick start program. 30-day trial, and I guarantee you, you'll lose about 10 to 15 pounds, and it tastes good doing it, and you'll get some new energy that you haven't had in a long time. Once again, phone number 323-642-1128. Normally, we try to limit the show to sports, but got some great friends that's kind of had a bad experience with a local Oriental restaurant in the River Valley, Portsmouth, Arkansas. So we're gonna be talking about that, and of course, answering your comments and questions. 323-642-1128. Also got the chat room up and running. If you don't have time to call in and you are listening on your computer, you can go in our chat room and leave a comment in there. And good friend Gunther Vinson, he's a chat room regular. Hopefully we may hear from Clint Davis. I'm putting the word out. Clint Davis, if you are alive, call 323-642-1128. All right. Let's get right to it. I got the results right here in front of me from the Adrenaline Fight League. Had their big event Saturday night. Springfield, Missouri at the Shrine Mosque. It was a good show, some good fights, some controversial fights. So let's get to it. The first two fights of the evening were grappling matches. The first match you saw James Curtis defeat the Italian Stallion Corey Jones, 55 seconds of the first round with a no-gi Ezekiel choke. Never heard of that? But that's what the referee called it. Looked impressive. If anybody has heard of a no-gi Ezekiel choke, call into the Greg Squill Show. That was a new one on me. Second matchup of the evening was also a grappling match, and for some reason, I don't have the result on that fight. I wonder why I didn't write that down. Okay. Fight three of the night was 185-pound Jeremy Dukes against Michael Dotson. And if I remember correct, Michael Dotson came out with the victory on that. All right. Your fourth matchup of the evening saw Efren Quintana defeat Joseph Jones, 2 minutes, first, second, knockout, round one. Efren representing the Animal House Gym. Matchup number five of the evening, you saw Neil Summers defeat Michael Rivera, 2 minutes, 51 seconds of the first round, technical knockout. So congratulations to Neil Summers. Your sixth matchup of the evening, you saw Toby Wan Kenobi Prek, rear naked choke, 1 minute, 32 seconds in round number one. All right, all right, all right. In the seventh matchup, you saw Bobby Hurd defeat Joe Taylor. Joe Taylor was unable to answer the bell for the third round. So Bobby Hurd was awarded the victory. All right. And what a lot of people are calling a controversial finish, and as you know, as much respect as I have for Team Fusion, I do agree. Tevay Lewis against Tyler Schmidt. We're going to talk about this one, Tyler. Maybe this is the good reason I'm not a judge. I'll be the first to admit I'm not a fighter. I've never fought. My experience has been in professional wrestling. I do study martial arts. But Tyler Schmidt was awarded a unanimous decision. I'll go on record as saying this, and you know, if I make enemies, you know, I'm cool with that. But even if Tyler Schmidt was winning, I don't think it was unanimous. Majority split, but it was, in my opinion, from what I watched, trying to remain unbiased and everything, it just wasn't a unanimous victory. I mean, the guy had a broken nose, busted eyes. I mean, Tevay Lewis really just laid it on him. So, anyway, it is what it is. I would like to see Tevay Lewis come back for a rematch against Tyler Schmidt. I think the crowd deserves it. Let's see, we got to call in. We're going to finish the results first. But that's just my opinion. I mean, just from what I saw, and like I say, maybe that's one of the reasons I'm not a judge. So anyway, Tyler Schmidt, unanimous decision. All right, Brad Aaron against Dylan Hilton. 44 seconds of the first round, rear naked choke for Brad Aaron. All right. Now we get into the title fights. Well, hold on. There it is. My cards are out of order. I apologize for that. We did have a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu super fight. Brad Montgomery against Eric Decker. And it came out as a draw. So, both guys, you like seeing stuff like that once in a while. All right. Now we get into our title fight action. The AFL Interim Heavyweight Championship, sponsored by Bender and Bender Law Firm, saw Quentin Goody, TCB Fight Factory out of Rogers, Arkansas, technical knockout, 16 seconds of the first round over Dalton the Bounty Hunter Bly. So congratulations to Quentin Goody. Your third title fight of the evening was for the AFL Lightweight Championship. You saw Jason Scarface Hansen. 47 seconds of the first round, technical knockout over Tony Pretty Boy Marquez. That fight was sponsored by Never Say No Auto. Good credit, bad credit, ring announcer credit. It's the folks at Never Say No Auto. And the 13th matchup of the evening for the middleweight championship, brought to you by A Advanced Bell Bond, saw Curtis Grounded Pound Eller defeat Tyler Johnson, the Honey Badger. 1 minute, 10 seconds, second round, technical knockout. And that is your results from the Adrenaline Fight League. They're going to be back in action in March. I will have the date on the Thursday show. Let's go to the phone line. 417 area these? Code. Talk to me.
Where are we putting these?
I'll put up there.
All right, we got, I guess, 417 area code is just listening, so we'll put him right there, put him on hold so he can hear. Like I say, there was some good fights. There was the one controversial fight with Tevay and let's see, where's it at? I can't find the card now. Tyler Schmidt. I would really like to see a rematch on this one. What a lot of people don't understand, and you know, there's a lot of people out there talking, you know, judges and all this stuff. Yeah, they got to understand that the promoter did not supply the judges for this fight. These judges were brought in by Spire Sanctioning Alliance, who is the sanctioning body for this event. So, I mean, they really shouldn't be yelling at the promoter. The judges saw what the judges saw. I disagree with what the judges saw, and I'll probably say 60 to 75% of the fans in attendance disagree with what the judges saw. So, I mean, there's already been, you know, rumblings on Facebook and all that stuff. But I hope the cooler heads will accept the fact that, you know, the judges weren't brought in by the promoters. That's why there is a promotion in Branson, Missouri that will do that. You know, there is a promotion in Branson, Missouri that puts members of their fight team as judges, members of their fight team refereeing, and that's a lot of the respect I have for their Adrenaline Fight League is they did have two refs, Brian Meisner, who has no affiliations to any of the fight teams up there. You had Prince Christian Camp, who was refereed, who did. And Christian is on a stand-up guy, and he says, I cannot judge this fight because I have affiliations with one of these fight teams. So Brian Meisner stepped in and refereed that fight. Brian Meisner was under the weather, but he was there to judge these fights. That Christian Camp backed out of. Christian could have done the whole show. But like you said, because of the integrity that these guys run and the fight team he is affiliated with had members in that particular fight, he stepped out. So, like I said, I really do hope calmer heads will prevail. And I would like to see a rematch. So we'll just have to see. You know, we'll have to talk to Tyler. We'll have to talk to Tevay. Let's see what happens. And, you know, it is what it is. So, anyway, 323-642-1128. The phone lines are open, so get your butts on the air. We're going to step away for about 2 minutes. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the Super Bowl. We're going to talk Razorback basketball. And we're going to go down sports headlines. So we will be back in 2 and 2 right here on The Greg Squirrel.
If you loved me, you would be here with me. You loved me, come find me. Make up your
Show. Oh, it is a great Tuesday. The time is 9:20 Central Time, 8:20 on the coast, and 6:20 in California. Winter's coming, folks. I mean, for the first time that I can ever remember, WWE Raw canceled, Monday Night Raw canceled an event because of the weather. You know the weather is bad when the mayor of the city puts a ban out. I mean, I think they said anytime after 7 or 8 o'clock, whatever time it was, nobody was to be out unless you were necessary personnel, medical, police, whatever. Nobody was to be on the streets. So WWE actually canceled their show Monday night. They're going to be doing Thursday Night Raw, that's what I'm going to call it, Thursday Night Raw, because it is going to be live. Hopefully that snowstorm's going to be out of New York, Connecticut area by then, and they can do the show that was supposed to be Monday night. They'll do it Tuesday night and condense it some. There you go. So winter's coming. I'm still telling people end of February, maybe sooner. This part of the country is still going to get slammed. So just because, don't be thinking that we're getting off easy, because we're not. So winter's still coming. Mother Nature is just having one of her spells, as I'll call it. All right. Super Bowl predictions, 323-642-1128. The phone lines are open. If you want to call in with your Super Bowl predictions, we would love to hear from you. I am still going with the Seattle Seahawks. They are the defending NFL champions. They were the Super Bowl champs last year. So I'm just still putting my money on the birds. So there you go. Once again, Super Bowl going to be out in Frisco. What is it? Levi Stadium? Is that the name of the new stadium for San Francisco? Levi Stadium. So there you go. That's also where WrestleMania is going to be, I believe. And then they have announced next year WrestleMania is going to be at Cowboy Stadium or AT&T Stadium. So there you go. The NFL is investigating the Patriots employee over what they're calling Deflategate. Robert Kraft, the owner of New England, who normally pretty quiet guy, he is demanding an apology from the NFL should New England be cleared. NFL is not talking to Tom Brady at this time, and they're probably not going to talk to Tom Brady till after the Super Bowl. From the reports that are coming out, the NFL is investigating a locker room attendant who might have tampered with those footballs. 11 out of 12 footballs were found to be underinflated. And I kind of explained this on Thursday's show, how that works. And they're saying, well, how can that happen? Here's what happens. Each team, prior to the game, and this is all games, not just the Super Bowl or whatever, each team supplies the NFL with a certain number of balls. And each team's balls have the team's logo on it. Okay, So, you know, I had to, these balls were supplied by New England. They had the New England logo on it. And so the NFL officials take these balls from each team and inflate them to the proper weight or size, whatever you want to call it. The referees then put their initials somewhere on that ball, showing that, yes, this ball, you know, passed pregame inspections. They then return those balls to prospective teams. New England to New England, Seattle to Seattle, et cetera, et cetera. So they can then, the teams can give those balls to the ball boys. Okay? Well, apparently somewhere between point A and point B, there was a point A and a half, where apparently, according to the reports coming out, that possibly a locker room attendant, you know, did the little hanky-panky with the football. Okay. I'm going to read an excerpt from a Fox Sports Jay Glazer, who is kind of keeping the tracks on this. The text of Glazer report indicates that the league's investigation into the footballs has focused on the attendant who allegedly took footballs from the official's locker room to another area on the way onto the field. He goes on to say, and it's not clear if it was an isolated incident for the AFC title game or if this is something that happens habitually for all games. Once again, Glazer goes on to write that the NFL has interviewed the attendant. NFL has interviewed the attendant, and the NFL possesses video of the attendant tampering with the football. The league is still trying to determine if there was any wrongdoing that happened, but the attendant is considered a strong person of interest. It is likely that the ball boy went rogue and decided to doctor the balls without receiving instructions to do so, which makes this interesting. If you'll remember a while back, Matt Walsh, the man responsible for the taping during the Spygate incident, he told his story, which received a lot of media attention back prior to 2007, before dropping out of sight. New England Patriots are scheduled to speak to the Monday media tonight, or they spoke to the media last night, for the first time since arriving in Arizona for the Super Bowl. There's so we're going to get copies of this the press conference last night. And Bill Belichick still claims he doesn't know what happened. You know, he's claiming he does know nothing. And that may be true. If this guy was acting on his own, Bill Belichick may not know what happened. But here's my point to all this. Tom Brady's been in the league long enough, he should have been able to tell the difference in the footballs, the referees handling the balls. You know, because the ball boy tosses the new ball to the ref. You know, they rotate balls. There's no telling how many balls they go to through per game. But the fact is that ball boy hands the balls to the ref. The referee should have been able to tell if it felt different. And then once again, Tom Brady, even the center, should have known if the ball felt different. Tom Brady should have known if the ball felt different, because I trust you. I've thrown enough footballs in my life. You can tell the difference if the ball is fully inflated or if the ball is needing air. So, I mean, that, you know, that's my take on it. So, just be anxious to see what all happens. All right, we are coming up on the bottom of the hour. It is 9:30, boys and girls. Got about 30 minutes left on the Greg Squirrel Show. Phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. We are still taking Super Bowl predictions, so if you want to call in, we would love to hear from you. Coming up after the two-minute break, we'll be talking Razorbacks. They are in action tonight. And a local Oriental food restaurant had a manager physically attacks a customer when customer refuses to pay her bill over rude service and bad food. Be back. Thursday, 9 a.m. Call in and let us know. Leave us a message on Facebook, on my Gregory Squirrel personal Facebook page. Let us know what you think about the Greg Squirrel Show. All right, Razorback basketball. The Hogs are in action tonight. Bud Walton Arena. Hogs are looking to avenge a loss earlier this month to Tennessee. The Volunteers come to town. They come to the Bud. Razorback, they've been scrappy the last couple of games and managed to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. So, hopefully the Razorbacks get the crap together. Otherwise, they are not going to last long in the SEC tournament. And if they get lucky and make the NCAA, they won't last long there. Mike Anderson, you need to get the boys in gear. And do what needs to be done and blow out these games. You know, the part that frustrates me about all this is we have some good players. But for some reason, we get out to a good early lead. Perfect example, last week we beat Alabama. We got out to a 10-point lead, and then, but we still almost lost because the Razorbacks, instead of, as my friend Robert Mann says, instead of putting the foot on the throttle and keep going, they let up off the gas, and Alabama almost came back. You know, there's some good teams in the SEC, and if you plan on winning, you've got to put that foot on the gas and go and go and go. And Mike Anderson, he has a lot of good players that he can do mass substitutions and keep going and going and going. So, I mean, I'd love to have Coach Anderson on the show if I could ever pull that off. I'd like to find out, you know, what are you thinking, Mike? You know, I'm not, you know, I have respect for coaches and fighters, ball players, all that stuff. But if I see something that I don't think is right, I'm going to ask a question about it. I'm not timid. I'm not weak. You know, I will ask those questions if I ever get the chance. And like I say, I'm not trying to show any disrespect. I just want to know what's going on. We're better than this. At least I think Arkansas is better than this. You know, we should be running and gunning and blowing these teams away. These teams are not impressing me. But when Arkansas is just barely playing above the talent level of the team they're playing, you know, they're going to get beat. And I love my Hogs. You can ask anybody. Every game day, I wear my Razorback stuff just like today. I have on my Razorback colors. I show pride. I show support in my team. But I mean, I want to know what's going on, and I'm sure the fans want to know what's going on. And if I do ever get a chance to talk to Mike Anderson, I'm going to ask him, why do we do this? Anyway, so there you go. Razorbacks in action tonight against Tennessee. My buddy Jake McBride's out there listening somewhere. He's a DJ on a local radio show. I'm gonna call him out on Facebook. Let's see, Hogs versus all right. Hey, it's time to say hello to some people. Elizabeth, Brian, Kimiko, Kimber, Mike, Mandy, James, Julie, Brandy, Kimberly, Tammy, Carolyn, Lamaga, Don, and Rhonda listening to the Greg Squirrel Show today. Oh, wanted to mention my boy Mike Smith. He's got a big MMA event coming up. I had a pleasure to going up and announcing for Mike early January. This event, February 21st at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds, Davenport, Iowa. Quad Cities Fighting Championship presents Winter Whoopin's Battle of the Masters. Doors open at 6, fights start at 7:30. Once again, that's going to be at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds. We want to say thank you to Ecom's Martial Arts, the Clarion Inn, Reynolds, Ford, and all their other great sponsors for helping Mike Smith and Quad City Fighting Championships, their event. All right. There you go. All right. Let's jump back over here to the headlines and see what else is going on in the world of sports. Like I said, Robert Kraft wants an apology from the NFL if the Raiders are cleared. And I think it's deserving. Indianapolis Colts. Have promoted Rob Chudzinski to they made him a promotion. He is promoted to associate head coach. A lot of teams were looking at Chudzinski, and the coach kept giving teams refusing to give teams permission to talk to him, so they gave him a promotion to assistant coach. All right. We've got some basketball scores. Jamal Crawford's huge fourth quarter leads the Clippers to a Monday night victory in the Denver Nuggets. Let's run down the scoreboard real quick. Here we go. This is Monday's action. Oklahoma City, 92. Minnesota, 84. Memphis, 103. Orlando, 94. New Orleans Pelicans, 99. Philadelphia, 74. Boston, 99. Utah, 90. The Clippers, 102. Denver, 98. Brooklyn and Portland. Sacramento and the Knicks were all postponed due to the big winter storm that's taking place up in the northern part of our country. All right. So there's your football highlight or your basketball highlights. Oh, I mentioned we were going to talk golf. That's right. We had some golf over the weekend. We had the Humana Challenge. That was in La Quinta. Bill Haas was your victory, 22 under. Scoreboard looked like this. You had a four-way tie for 10th place. Ryan Palmer, Francisco Molinari, Colt Nost, and Eric Compton were tied for 10th. You had a three-way tie for 7th. Boo Weekly, Justin Thomas, and Webb Simpson. Pat had a five-way tie for 2nd. Charlie Hoffman, Brendan Steele, Matt Kuchar, Steve Wheatcroft, Sung Joon Park, who were all tied for 7th, and of course, Bill Haas walked out with the victory. All right. Did anybody happen to check Jimmy Kimmel last night? I am normally not a Jimmy Kimmel fan, but they had J.J. Watts from Houston, Texas, blew up an Elmo doll. Main question I have is, why? Why blow up a poor, innocent Elmo doll? I have no clue. I'm trying to find a golf schedule so I can tell you where they're at this week. If this is the week I'm thinking of, I know exactly where they are. But I want to double check my sources before I go running my mouth. All right. And I would be correct with my assumption. The loudest tournament on tour, ladies and gentlemen, takes place this coming weekend, January 29th through February 1st, the Waste Management Phoenix Open TPC Scottsdale Stadium Course. If you're not a golf follower, I'll tell you why they call this the loudest tournament out there is due to the fact that there's a par 3, and it is enclosed. They have set it up like a sports stadium. There are seats all the way around, and it gets loud and it gets rowdy, and they get vocal. If you make a bad shot, they will boo you. Unmercifully, they will boo you. If you make a good shot, then of course, naturally, they applaud you, and you know, they react accordingly. So that's always a fun tournament. Golfers love that tournament due to the fact that it just gives them a little something that they don't normally get anywhere else. So, rumor has it, Tiger is going to be at the Phoenix Open, so we will just have to wait and see on that one. 323-642-1128, the phone lines are open. If there's something you want to call in and talk about, we would love to hear from you on the Greg Squirrel Show. All right, we got about a little under 15 minutes left in the show today. We're going to take our final break. When we come back on the other side, we got some birthdays right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Mm-hmm. All right, we are back right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. 323-642-1128. The phone lines are open. And you can also join us in our chat room, blogtalkradio.com/the Greg Squirrel Show. Once again, I want to say a big thank you to Dave Hendrickson, attorney at law, for sponsoring the Greg Squirrel Show. Mac Sunglasses, Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJs, and Herbalife. The Greg Squirrel Show, powered by Herbalife. That kind of sounds good, doesn't it? I need to get something made up with that on it. All right. Let's run down to MMA real quick. Anthony Johnson says he plans on giving John Jones 10 times beating Alexander Gustafson. Did. I wish somebody would. All right. UFC on Fox 14 produced the second largest UFC attendance ever. Anthony Johnson KOs Alexander Gustafson, sets the table for John Jones' bout. Gerard Massassi TKOs Dan Henderson amidst controversy. Ryan Darth Bader earned split decision over Phil Davis. Anderson Silva says John Jones' drug issue is normal and he has the opportunity to change everything. Shoot. All right. Politicians. New York is still, you know, being behind the times and are still not allowing MMA in New York. Elijah Favor, Rafael Cinquio, I guess that's how it's pronounced, headline UFC Fight Night 62 in Brazil. Brazil's turning into a real hotbed. Former Strike Force champion Kung Lee announces his retirement. All right. And there's still a lot of talk going around about BJ Penn's arrest after an altercation in a Maui hotel not too long ago. So there you go. There's your MMA update. Wait a minute. I hear some music. Wait a minute. Where's that? Time right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. We got four today. Myrna Parnell, happy birthday. Bo Jones, I've known Bo a long time. Used to play music with Bo. Happy birthday to him. Dana Crow, friend of mine. Happy birthday. Glad to see you doing good. Glad to see you, happy girl. And great little basketball player, Priscilla Mathias. Happy birthday to you. That's the birthdays. If you got a birthday or an anniversary you want to talk about, 323-642-1128. 323-642-1128. That is the phone line. Anytime you want to call into the Greg Squirrel Show, we would love to hear from you. All right. Normally I try, you know, I'm going to talk about this. Let me kill the birthday music. I'm going to talk about this. I normally try to keep the show focused on sports. But when I feel somebody has been screwed over, seem to say, I'm going to talk about it. A good friend of mine apparently was eating out at Fuji Restaurant in Fort Smith over the weekend. And according to our conversation, the waitress was rude. The man owner was rude. And the manager just flat physically attacked or assaulted her. I've come to a lot of bad restaurants in my time. But I've never gotten angry to the point where I refused to pay the bill. Well, that's what happened. Georgiana was so embarrassed and so, I can't find a proper word I'm looking for. She was so upset with her service, with her food, and when she did try to talk to the owner about it, the owner just turned his nose up like he didn't care. And so Georgiana just flat refused to pay the bill, and I don't blame her. You know, if the service is not to your quality, and you try to discuss it with the owner about his staff being rude, you know, I can't blame her for walking out. Well, so then the manager of the restaurant held Georgiana against her will, tried to prevent her from leaving, and I mean, the whole thing was just handled poorly. You know, her meal should have been free. If she was that unhappy about it, you know, give me some callers. Call in and let me know your opinion on this. 323-642-1128. I just want to get the listener's opinion on this. I mean, if she was upset with her quality of service, the manager should have giving her a free meal. According to Georgiana, she's been going to this restaurant for almost religiously at least one night a week for 5 years now. She's a regular. And for her to treat her like this was uncalled for. You know, I don't know how Fort Smith runs, which we're going to discuss that Thursday. We're going to talk about the Steel Horse Rally that they're trying to get going at Fort Smith, but not today. That's too much to get into today, right? With only four minutes left. So, what do you think? Should the restaurant have given her a free meal if she was upset about the service, or do you think they had the right to prevent her from leaving? 323-642-1128. I guarantee you one thing, I'm putting the word out, and I'm going to tell my friends to stay away from Fuji. You know, if the manager, and I may not have, and it's going to be their undoing, if the manager, if their service continues like this, and the manager and owner continues to disregard everything, that business is going to go out on its own. So, you know, it is what it is. I felt, and a lot of people feel the same way, that if she was upset about the service, the manager should have cared enough about the business enough. The owner should have cared enough about his business enough to give her a complimentary meal. All right. Don't forget, Razorbacks are in action tonight. So be watching the Hogs. I believe it's on one of the ESPN clusters. That's what I'll call it, a cluster. So Hog basketball tonight. Don't forget Super Bowl. We'll be talking about it more Thursday, taking more Super Bowl predictions. And until then, we are out of here. So everybody have a great Tuesday. Have a great Wednesday. We will see you Thursday right back here on the Greg Squirrel Show blog.
With Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself.
Bye.
Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band about that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. 'Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.